Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, I don't want to be a party pooper, but I have to kind of say it because it's out there. So, I like the vaccine. I'm a fan of the vaccine. I got the vaccine. I'm happy I got the vaccine. Woohoo! Thank you, Pfizer. Thank you, Moderna. Thank you, Johnson & Johnson. Thank you, Biden administration. Thank you, Trump administration. We got the vaccine. That's fantastic. Now we have boosters. They're not the boosters I was hoping. I was hoping they would have been fine-tuned to the mutations that, you know, we're dealing with. But you know what? We'll take what we can get. It's just another shot of what we got earlier. But I'm a little concerned in that the way these booster advisory committees are coming up with their decision is kind of half-assed. And they're even admitting that the data is scant and that there's the amount of data being the way the data is being delivered is, I guess, leaving a lot to be desired. And I'm going to give you some of their direct quotes. But then why are they unanimously approving the boosters? So in the latest news, Johnson & Johnson's booster has been approved. It is for those over 18 where it's been 2 months since your last shot. So Johnson & Johnson recipients only get one shot. So apparently the FDA panel, and this is a panel that will then submit their recommendation to the FDA. It's a panel of outside experts. They do authorize one booster for people 18 and older if it was two shots since your last shot. Okay. That makes me a little nervous because we all have to be, we're all mandated to be vaccinated. Which means if a Johnson & Johnson recipient needs to, in 60 days, get another shot, somebody sooner or later is going to call them unvaccinated, which I don't think is cool. I'm not saying to do that, but that does make you a little nervous. They say that this is according to Washington Post, the vote in favor of the Johnson & Johnson booster came despite experts' hesitation about the, quote, scant amount of data. There were only 17 people included in an analysis of the effect of boosting people after 6 months. So that's not enough data for them to make an accurate decision. Now, with Moderna, we got the same sort of song and dance. We were told yesterday on CNBC that Moderna, not the FDA, but the panel that looked at the Moderna vaccine, their advisory panel unanimously voted for a booster. So you're like, well, damn, unanimous means there must be no room for error, no controversy, no debate. That data must have been damn good. No. Dr. Patrick Moore said the data the company submitted for authorization of a booster was, quote, not well explained. He said he voted yes, more on a, quote, unquote, gut feeling. I don't need your gut feelings. Okay, all of you guys out there, your gut feelings have been kind of screwing things up. All right, I don't know what the hell is going on in this country anymore. I don't understand. You have a person dying who needs a kidney, who's vaccinated, and nobody's giving them a kidney because their gut feeling is saying, you know what? The kidney that's offered and ready to go for him, that's a perfect match, she didn't get the vaccine. And my gut feeling is whatever natural immunity she might have isn't good enough. Okay, we don't want gut feelings. We want science. So apparently it's unanimous yesterday with Moderna. Again, full court press. Let's move forward with Johnson & Johnson. But the data is scant. You guys are going by gut feelings. He's not the only one. According to New York Times, Dr. Stanley Perelman from the University of Iowa said, from a pragmatic point of view, because we've already approved it for Pfizer, I don't see how we possibly not approve it to Moderna. I don't get that. So you're approving it because you want to be fair. And again, no offense to Dr. Perelman. I mean, I understand that's a hard job. That's a difficult job to do. But you're approving it because you did it for another company. That's not your job. The FDA's job is not to be fair. The FDA's job is to ensure, you're advising the FDA to ensure that they're going to make a damn good, safe decision. Your job isn't to be fair because we did it for Pfizer, so we should do it for Moderna. According to the New York Times, they said, although the vote was unanimous, a number of panel members expressed serious doubts on a follow-up question, whether to expand groups of people eligible for boosters to include younger adults who are not at high risk because of their medical conditions. They cited limited data and concerns about the underlying rationale for including younger age groups. Okay. So if there's limited data, I get that they believe they might have had enough data to make these decisions. But then why don't you just say we need more data? You guys are doing that with ivermectin. There's studies left and right coming out saying ivermectin can help, ivermectin can work, we need to be using ivermectin. But the FDA, and I support them in this, is playing it safe. The FDA is saying let's hold off until we know for sure. The World Health Organization is saying let's look and see more data. So what I don't understand is we're holding off on ivermectin, but we're moving forward with molnupiravir, which is not generic, brand name through Merck. We're moving forward with the vaccines. This is why people don't trust what the hell is going on. So if something is brand name endorsed, pharmaceutical company endorsed, things are moving awfully quickly. Now, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but I just got done explaining to everybody why we have to hold our horses with ivermectin and why it may take more and more months before somebody could come out and say this could be used for COVID. Yet in that same breath, I'm telling you guys that the advisor said there was scant data, but we're going to go with our gut and approve the boosters. What the hell's going on here, people? 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the U.S. is lifting a travel ban as of November 8th, allowing vaccinated international visitors into the country. You would think they would have done this sooner, being that we've taken in about 150,000 illegal immigrants over the last few months. But, you know, now they're making it official in terms of international travelers who have been kind of doing it, you know, just trying to get to the country and doing what they're supposed to do or what they're being told to do. So the White House said Friday it would allow international travelers who are fully vaccinated against COVID into the U.S. starting November 8th, lifting a ban on visitors from the European Union, U.K., and other countries. The White House last month said it planned to lift the travel restrictions, which barred most non-U.S. citizens who had recently been in Europe, Brazil, South Africa, and elsewhere in early November. The rules were first set by the Trump administration early in the pandemic to slow the spread of COVID, then extended by the Biden administration in the winter. The Biden administration, according to CNBC, said the visitors would have to be fully vaccinated against COVID. Now, keep in mind, with all the talk about boosters, all right, I think they're just talking about if you got your shot, in the early part of the year, you're still good. But just be prepared that the verbiage of fully vaccinated is generic enough such that at any time it's going to include booster. The only thing that's slowing that down is the FDA has not approved widespread boosters, because otherwise that could be a complete mess. But we do know that our immunity wanes. Look at how with the Johnson & Johnson, for high-risk groups, 2 months after the first shot, they have to get another one. So, in fact, some experts are saying with the Johnson & Johnson shot, just look at it as it's a two-shot thing, which means then you might not be, quote-unquote, fully vaccinated like you think. It all depends on who makes the rules, and the rules keep changing every day. But right now, the White House is lifting the travel restrictions. Inbound travelers, including U.S. citizens, still need proof of a negative COVID test to travel to the United States from abroad. So if you want to get home, you need to show your papers. The measure, they say, is a relief for large airlines like Delta, United, and American, which have struggled to return to profitability with international travel curbed for more than a year and a half. They say, we welcome the Biden administration's science-based approach to begin lifting the restrictions on travel to the U.S. that were put in place at the start of the pandemic. Now, American Airlines, it went up about 3% in afternoon trading. United Delta went up 1%, so the airlines are pretty happy. But, you just kind of, what's going to happen during flu season? Things are going down now, which is fantastic. The Delta wave's going down. You know, some hospitals are still overwhelmed. I see that. But I do believe we are starting to go, we're starting to make some huge moves. The thing is we're going into our cough, cold, flu season. So I don't know what we're going to have. I don't know if we're going to have flu. I don't know if we're going to have COVID. We've already seen flu deaths. We've already seen flu cases start to be a little higher than years before. So I just don't want the country making decisions to flip back. I want us back to the way we were. I don't want us shutting down again. But it's going to be interesting to see what they do. I just don't get government. Global TB deaths are rising and COVID is to blame. Tuberculosis is something I'm watching very closely for, as we have tens of thousands of migrants and refugees coming into our border and being relocated throughout the United States, because multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, that's a beast. That is a bug you don't want to get. And we're being told that tuberculosis is rising. They say healthcare workers are making slow, steady progress to contain it. For the first time in more than a decade, the death toll from TB is rising. Now, tuberculosis killed 1.5 million people in the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic, up from 1.4 million in 2019, and researchers are blaming COVID. They say the COVID-19 pandemic has reversed years of progress and efforts in the fight against tuberculosis. COVID-19 has severely impacted access to TB services, so fewer people are getting diagnosed or treated or provided with TB preventative treatment in 2020 like 2019. So if we think you have tuberculosis or we've been exposed, we start you on medications. We don't mess around. If you're having a cough that's not going away, if you are fatigued, if you are sweating, you might be like, oh, I have COVID, I'll just stay home. No, it could be tuberculosis. If you're coughing up blood, it could be tuberculosis. So we've sadly, with the lockdowns and everything we've done, we've kind of put ourselves in a position where we might have more deaths overall. That's something that I think we predicted early on, that COVID killed close to 700,000 people, which is horrible. It is a deadly, deadly disease in this country. But when you start to look at the people with pneumonia and heart disease that didn't go to the hospital, those with flu who didn't go to the hospital, those who committed suicide, those who relapsed into their addiction and then later overdosed, those who didn't get their cancer screening, we might see overall that the numbers, you know, started to, we almost increased morbidity overall. And mind you, I know I'm a doctor. I'm supposed to, you know, be telling you guys COVID is bad, bad, bad. Duck and cover, mask up, vaccinate up. And I do support, you know, if a public official wants you to wear a mask, I'm going to support that. I'll wear the mask. I'd rather you wear an N95 respirator. I think most of the stuff we're wearing is flimsy and not protecting you. So I want you protected with an N95. I want you protected with the vaccine. But, I just will never support the way we locked everything down and wouldn't allow people to get let's go into the story now with the kidney. This is absolutely ridiculous. So there's a man that needs a kidney transplant. If he doesn't get this kidney transplant, he's going to die. He is ready to go. He is actually, there is a donor. There is a donor that could give him the kidney. And this kidney is, it's good to go. I mean, in order to have a perfect match, the problem is it's not perfect, according to Cleveland Clinic, because the donor didn't get the COVID vaccine. Now, Mike Gannon, 52 years old, has polycystic kidney disease. It's a hereditary condition. He didn't do anything to his kidneys. He was diagnosed at the age of 27. His cysts are completely covered. His kidneys are completely covered in cysts. He suffers from debilitating pain. He is in kidney failure. He needs a new kidney. They have one. There is a living donor. And that living donor has a perfectly good kidney for them. But they're saying, nope, that person's not vaccinated for COVID. Now, isn't Gannon vaccinated? He's vaccinated. There are people that will take HIV organs to live, and let him make that choice to take an organ that potentially may have COVID. Are you kidding me? Now, I get they don't want him to have COVID. He's going to be on immunosuppressive drugs. They want to make sure it's completely gleaned. Well, I mean, is it clear of other illnesses too? What if somebody's not vaccinated for flu? Why don't you test the donor? If the donor's COVID negative, why don't you test the donor to see if they have antibodies? But this guy got his vaccine. This guy is ready to go. He needs his kidney. If he dies because they won't give a kidney, just because somebody didn't get the COVID vaccine, what are we doing here? These random decisions we're making, which makes absolutely no sense. He could sign a waiver. Let him sign a waiver saying, look, you know, I don't care. If I get COVID, I'm not going to sue. Just give me the gosh darn kidney. But I heard today that, no, they're going to deny him. This would be one hell of a lawsuit if anything happens to him. Somebody wants to give him the kidney. If she's healthy, I mean, we gave kidneys before COVID. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration is delaying a decision on authorizing Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for adolescents to assess whether the shot may lead to a heightened risk of a rare inflammatory heart condition called myocarditis. Confessed Florida school murderer Nicholas Cruz is telling a judge he doesn't want to face trial for attacking a jail guard just months after the Parkland shooting.
Attempted aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer with a deadly weapon. How do you wish to plea?
I plead guilty.
Count two, battery on a law enforcement officer. How do you wish to plea?
Guilty.
He will now automatically go to the sentencing phase, which he'll face up to 15 years in prison. Cruz is also apparently ready to change his plea deal for all of the murder and attempted murder charges associated with the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. USA Radio News. Some community members are supporting John Deere workers picketing outside a plant in Ottumwa, Iowa.
This is kind of a life-changing event. You know, without this, families are going to lose their homes.
Ottumwa native Tony Fitzsimmons marching with picketers on the first day of the UAW auto strike on Thursday. That audio courtesy of NBC News. John Deere saying it's committed to working with the union to get a deal done and get workers back on the job. A 20-year-old U.S. Army sergeant has finally been brought home to Leslie, Michigan, after being missing in action since November 1950 during the Korean War. William Cavender's remains were identified through DNA analysis in May 2020 after being found in North Korea. He was buried Thursday next to his parents in St. Cornelius and Cyprian Parish Cemetery. His younger sisters say they were grateful to give him a proper burial. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We really do appreciate your calls, your comments, and just keep them coming. So to quickly review, the Johnson & Johnson booster has not been officially approved by the FDA, but the advisory committee did urge that a Johnson & Johnson booster be given to months since after your last dose in those over 18. They're publishing the guideline, or they're publishing the recommendation, and then the FDA has to approve it. So I don't think you're going to see it on the FDA site yet. But those who got a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it doesn't appear that the booster is just going to be for high risk or those over 65. It looks like the Johnson & Johnson shot is actually turning into a two-shot thing 60 days apart. So we're going to keep you guys posted on that. Also with breaking news is the FDA is going to hold off approving Moderna for 12 to 17-year-olds. Now, this is something that has been kind of weighing on a lot of us parents as we see the mandates and we see what Gavin Newsom is doing with the schools in California and mandates, because multiple countries have alerted and actually halted using the Moderna vaccine on young boys and or teens. And so finally, the U.S. is actually looking like they're really taking this seriously. Now, they have. I mean, you know, their case count has apparently been way less than other countries. I can't explain why, but the case counts, I think they got like 1,600 reports. They gleaned them down to 827. This was as of a week or two ago, that were real true myocarditis, pericarditis cases, which is inflammation of the heart. But other countries, like in Canada, in Ontario, they were like 1 in 5,000. 1 in 5,000 men, young men, were getting myocarditis from the vaccine. So in Ontario, Canada, they're like, guys, no. Young guys, get the Pfizer instead. No Moderna for you. I mean, if you really want the Moderna, you can have it. But mix and match, just go ahead and move to Pfizer. In Denmark and Sweden, I think they have also stopped administering Moderna mRNA vaccines to those born over 1990. So anybody 30 years old and younger, they aren't giving the Moderna vaccine too. So over the last few weeks, people have kept on asking me, well, what's happening in America? Are we doing anything about what's going on? I mean, there's all these mandates. The mandates are expanding faster than the data coming in, and which is really kind of scaring parents. But if I could be devil's advocate, from what I understand with Governor Newsom in California, no child is going to be forced to get the vaccine. They could homeschool, and it's only once it's been approved by the FDA. And I don't think emergency approval. I think full-on approval. So I have to double-check that. But, you know, right now, nobody has to inject their child yet until the data comes in and the FDA says, safe, guys, do it. Let's protect the kids. So the myocarditis risk is something that we knew about early on. There were reports of this since the spring. Actually, Canada was one of the first countries to say, look, guys, this is what's going on. Then the U.S. started to look, and or maybe the U.S. media decided to cover it. But Canada, we were getting stories out of Canada saying, look, guys, this is what we're seeing, the myocarditis risk. We're seeing it more in men. We're seeing it more in younger men. And we're seeing it more with the Moderna shot. And so then, by late spring, early summer, the FDA, the CDC started to look at it. And then by the summer, by near the end of summer, they actually added a warning onto the FDA fact sheet that mRNA vaccines in America, mRNA vaccines, which encompassed Pfizer and Moderna, could hold that myocarditis risk. So while Sweden and Denmark and Ontario, Canada, strictly put Moderna, USA didn't stop the vaccine, but just added for both Pfizer and Moderna, the myocarditis risk is there. Now, I have 40-year-old friends. I have 50-year-old friends because I'm older now. And they're like, look, what about me? And I'm like, well, you're old. You know, you're not young. Okay. You know, like, well, you're old too. And I go, no, I'm not. You don't know my age, even though we graduated high school the same year. But many of my friends that are my age, they're like, well, what about us? And, you know, why young people? I can't answer that. Why are young people getting myocarditis and not older individuals? Why are we seeing more in the young? I mean, I know alcohol maybe could exacerbate it. So maybe a lot of these young guys are getting lit, and I don't know. Maybe it's because their dosing needs to be different. Maybe when we're older, our immune system is different. And when you're young and when you're vibrant and prime, the immune system acts up. You know, maybe it is vaccine misadministration. Remember, there was a study that came out looking at if you directly give rats their mRNA vaccine into their vein, it messes with the heart and gives them a myocarditis. Yet when you do it correctly and you get it into the muscle, it didn't. So who knows? Maybe with guys, I don't know. Maybe the administration is different. Maybe they have more vascularity in their arms. I don't know. You aren't really hearing anybody figure this out. My issue, though, is I don't like to wait for the CDC or the FDA, all right? You know, being a physician, I've learned that you might need to trust your gut. If the FDA advisory committee are just trusting their gut, saying, yeah, go with the booster, then we also have to trust our gut with what's safer. Now, I don't want to say the Pfizer is safer than Moderna. I don't want to say that because we're finding that there's pros and cons to both. The Pfizer immunity doesn't last as long as the Moderna. I mean, is it better to just get the Moderna shots? Will that protect you more from COVID than Pfizer? So I don't want to, you know, tell anybody to not use something that might actually be better for them. But when you hear in multiple different countries, they're grappling with this. Like, you know, guys, one country told men to not work out for a week after the shot. Now, I don't know if there's a lot of science behind it. It sounds good to me. I mean, it's really hard to stop your workouts. When I suggested that to my boys, I go, guys, you might want to not work out for a week after your shot. Oh, my God. They're like, Mom. You know, because I was like that, too. I worked out every day. I worked out when I was pregnant. I get it. And I go, look, it just we don't know if it could cause myocarditis. There's a myocarditis risk with COVID also. A 1 in 100,000? Of people getting COVID could get a myocarditis. But, you know, I told them just hold off on the workouts. Don't overstress the heart just in case. And I do think men's immune systems are different than women. Because if you notice the bad COVID, the severe COVID, more of it happened in men. Maybe women's estrogen is protective. Maybe, you know, I mean, guys always accuse us of women of being completely erratic and dramatic and actually, we're chill. Our immune systems were chill. You give us the Moderna. I don't see a big myocarditis issue with us. We're chill. You guys are the ones all spazzing out, not us. We're cool. So, you know, guys, lay off the whole, you know, you women are dramatic and crazy and ugh. So my recommendation to anybody is be aware that the FDA is looking at this. The FDA is not being quick to approve a Moderna booster for young kids. Not a booster, but an expansion of the Moderna shot. Right now, the only shot that is fully FDA approved is for 16-year-olds on up with the Pfizer shot. And then it's emergency approved down to the 12-year-old age for Pfizer. Pretty soon, it'll be approved to the 5-year-old age, and then pretty soon to the 6-month-old age. 6 months on up. The doses are different. 30 micrograms for adults with the Pfizer, 10 micrograms for the younger children, 3 micrograms for the babies. I believe the 12 to 15 is getting the same dose as a 16-year-old. So Pfizer still has emergency approval, not full approval for preteens. We'll keep you guys posted on what's going on with Moderna, but all I can say is it's about time, because if other countries are like, guys, hold off on this shot, take the Pfizer, we've been waiting for America to at least look at that too. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com.
look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you live in Chicago, you're seeing one of the biggest standoffs you've probably seen and the most gutsy, where the police union is standing up to Mayor Lori Lightfoot and this vaccine mandate. And apparently, if they don't get vaccinated, I think it's by October 18th, at least their first vaccine, then they aren't allowed to go to work. It's not that they're quitting. It's that they will be suspended without pay. And the union is saying to hold firm. Don't input any of your personal health information into the system, because I guess you have to upload your card, which, by the way, there's so many fake cards, so I don't see how that even, you know, how realistic this all is and accurate. But I believe union reps are telling them to, you know, stand firm, and about 50% of the force is not vaccinated, and if by the 18th they don't comply, then they won't be able to work. Not only does that put the city at risk, obviously, but also the workers that are coming in. I'm sure many officers will also, in support, not come in, because why? Without having your partner, that's pretty dangerous. And so Lori Lightfoot apparently wasn't budging. And now we're being told that it's up to a judge. And they say it's going to be up to a judge to determine whether the Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzaro, as the mayor claims, is trying to foment an illegal work stoppage or strike that endangers Chicago by directing its members to not comply with the Midnight Friday mandate to report their vaccine status on the city's data portal. So here's the thing. Okay, you're not striking if the city is threatening to not let you work. So if they give you a mandate and you don't, and you just go, okay, well, fine, fire me, you're not striking per se. They say Lightfoot needs to prove that case if she wants a judge to grant her request for injunctive relief. Now, Catanzaro said this union never called for a strike or a job action, and it didn't sound like it did. I listened. We told our officers to continue to go to work. It was the city that was threatening to lock out our officers for not complying for an improper directive. That's what he posted on the union's Facebook page. So, yeah, I mean, if just like the hospital, these nurses and doctors didn't strike. Just the hospital said, you can't be here. See ya. The hospital let them go, and now the hospitals are suffering. So, Catanzaro said City Hall acknowledged from the outset that the vaccine mandate was a subject of mandatory bargaining. That is not in dispute, yet they have not done that. They said, so any sergeant, lieutenant, captain, or above who gives you an order to go in that portal is not valid. You are able to refuse that order. They cannot order you to violate your collective bargaining rights. They can take us to court all they want. We already are filing paperwork to dismiss that silly motion. So if Lightfoot is able to get captains and lieutenants to turn around and get their police, I mean, this is something that should, over a COVID vaccine, when these guys probably were already exposed and already have antibodies. Lightfoot has stood her ground. She noted that state law and the police contract, according to Chicago Sun-Times, prohibit Chicago police officers from striking, and accused Catanzaro of defying both in an attempt to induce an insurrection. The mayor said it is an illegal strike. He is encouraging officers to be insubordinate, not to follow directives, and he is predicting a 50% drop-off in police forces. She said this notion that individual officers get to be insubordinate as they pick and choose, we're not having that. And if that's the police department they want to be in, they should go walk to another police department, because that's not going to happen in the city of Chicago. So the complaint was filed Thursday evening, and it asked the judge to order Catanzaro to issue a retraction and disavow of his October 12th and October 13th directives to FOP members that they refuse to submit vaccination status information, refuse to submit COVID test results of unvaccinated, or otherwise refuse to comply with the city's vaccination policy. And this is crazy. I thought you have a choice. Catanzaro's stance, the complaint said, leaves Lightfoot with a, quote, Hobson's choice to exempt the FOP membership, jeopardizing public health, or be left without a police force sufficient to keep the peace and combat the pandemic of violent crime plaguing the city, which is a whole other issue. Lightfoot and Catanzaro have gone toe-to-toe, they say, about all matters pertaining to public safety, putting aside their differences only once they negotiate a new police contract that guarantees rank-and-file officers a 20% pay raise over 8 years, more than half of it retroactive. So at least he kind of helped reverse some of the defunding of the police. Now, you know, this is kind of a mess because there's already 1,000 police vacancies ready. Katzenzaro noted that 4,300 officers, 38% of the force, have 20 years of service or more. So they could lock in a pension and walk away today. I wouldn't say that because they could mess with their pension. He said, if this mayor doesn't stop vilifying the police and start focusing on public safety, you are going to have a rash number of retirements in the very immediate future here because officers just aren't going to take it anymore. That is going to risk everybody's safety, and that's not going to be our fault. So he acknowledged the death of his predecessor, Dean Angelo Sr., from complications of COVID-19. He said, our membership and myself are not insensitive to the serious health risks that COVID presents. It was never a matter of COVID is a hoax or anything along those lines. It's about personal choice. He said, each of us should be able to make a personal choice for our health concerns and not have the government dictate what that looks like to them. That is the basis for all of this. So, the ACLU, is the ACLU protecting the officers' rights? Nope. They weighed in on the mayor's side. I always get confused. I always thought the ACLU is supposed to be there for your civil liberties. I get confused. So they called Catanzaro's defiant directive a breach of public trust. They also say that that could have a disparate impact on communities of color. The ACLU said police officers routinely initiate contact, including close contact with residents across the city. These contacts are especially prevalent in, quote, black and brown neighborhoods across Chicago that are over-policed and where we see the most frequent use of traffic stops and stop and frisks. That officers would eschew vaccinations and further the risk of spread of a deadly disease that has already taken the lives of thousands of Chicagoans, particularly black and brown people, furthers the mistrust between police and the community that they are supposed to serve. So, first they want less police. Now they want, no, we still want the police because the crime is horrible, but get vaccinated. And by the way, vaccinated individuals carry the virus. If you want to protect all the populations, then give them the vaccine. But a lot of populations, sadly, don't want the vaccine. That's their choice. That's their choice. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, because if the police are able to legally protect themselves from this mandate, then police forces all across America can use this as a barometer and as a guide on what they could do, because you have tons of people saying, I don't want to put that in my body. You know, myocarditis risk, blood clot risk, ITP risk, even though the COVID risk is greater, many people are still not convinced that they want to get that. And you know what? I respect all choice. So I, you know, anyway, Senator Kristen Sinema is still opposing tax increases and in fact says she opposes any tax increase on Americans or corporations in Biden's multi-trillion dollar spending plan. So she is still holding her own. She said without a tax hike, the package will be deprived of more than $700 billion in revenue. Well, then they might want to reconsider some of the wasteful spending they have and, you know, maybe not consider free college just yet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.